5, please.
Item number 5 from the County Executive requesting authorization to delay the transition of the County Correctional Facility South to an appointed superintendent until at least 4 months after legal clarity is secured.
Thank you. Good morning. We are welcomed by Ms. Colton.
Thank you. Chairman, I think some of the points I wanted to make have already been stated this morning. But basically, this item was in front of you in the December cycle as an informational item, and this time, because we're so close to the April 1st deadline, we're asking for action on the item. We don't have resolution on the lawsuit yet, and that's kind of been the main thing that's keeping us from proceeding. Until we have legal clarity, we're not able to get into the facility to really understand how the operations are working there. We're not able to fully recruit for the most qualified candidate for superintendent. So because of those things, we're asking for some flexibility in the implementation date to give us 4 months after we get legal clarity. So because we don't know when we're going to get legal clarity, even if it's tomorrow or in 6 months, we're asking for 4 months to fully be able to implement the transition.
Thank you. Supervisor Broderick, then Weishaupt.
Thank you. I guess the question I had in reading this was the 4 months requested a consensus of the working committee in this case, or how was that number arrived at?
The 4 months is the amount of time we had from when the board approved the budget until the implementation date, until April 1st. So we're basically asking to restart the clock and give us the 4 months again once we have legal clarity.
Right. Thank you.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move to lay this item over for the next cycle. So I think that's in a more appropriate time to discuss it. We'll hopefully have a little bit more clarity on the legal situation. But my concern has always been from the beginning about how aggressive we would pursue this. And I would remind people that, you know, I don't think the ink was dry on the budget, and we were already hearing comments from the executive that it needed to be delayed from the April 1st start date. And I find that unacceptable. I think that the board made a decision, and it is the executive's responsibility to fulfill his administrative duties and follow those directives. And if he can't get it done, then we'll get somebody else to get it done. So, you know, I'll be glad to entertain the issue of maybe delaying it because of a court issue, because what comes from the February conference. But until then, the date is April 1st, and we shouldn't waver from that. So let's. The motion is to delay the item over till next cycle.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor. I don't know if Ms. Colton wanted to react to that.
Wanted to state that I think we're all interested in a successful transition, and at this point, we're getting guidance that this probably won't get resolved by April 1st.
Okay.
So it sounds like this is our only option at this point.
Thank you. Committee members, we do have Supervisor Jerzyk, and then we have someone from our audience that would also like to speak on it. So Supervisor Jerzyk, please.
Thank you. I actually think Supervisor Weishaupt's remarks are wise. I think it's not a bad idea to do a layover on this. The one question I would have, and I hope the committee asks, is that if the administration needs this delay, if you will, are they also delaying the appointment of a superintendent? Because I think that should go forward with all due speed. Get the superintendent hired, even if we haven't resolved the full legal case, so that once our person is here and can start reviewing things, we could probably hit the ground running if the superintendent is in place. And I would just point out, when I was working with this on Nakia Harris at budget time, I think Nakia, Senator Harris, and I were one of the key sponsors of this, we did explore that question very carefully about whether April 1st was doable. And I can tell you, everyone we talked to within the criminal justice system who are very familiar with the administration assured us it was doable. So that gave me some hope. However, the lawsuit that the sheriff started, and I again suggest his lawsuit is highly inappropriate. He he's trying to make policy for the county, is truly something that is going to delay this. I think Supervisor Weishaupt's approach is a good one, and I would like to hear from the administration, as should the committee, I think, on whether that's also going to delay the bringing on of the superintendent. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Ms. Colton, could you address Supervisor Jurczyk's comments?
Sure. So I think it was already stated that we are aggressively recruiting a superintendent and hope to have an item before you next month that will have a proposal for you. So I don't think the delay means we have to delay hiring.
Okay. Okay. Then if nobody else, we have a person from our audience, Ms. Nicole Todd, please. And welcome.
Thank you. Chairman Borkowski and committee members, thank you for the opportunity. My name is Nicole Todd, and I represent Wisconsin Community Services, or WCS as it's better known. WCS strongly urges this committee, the county board, and the county executive to not delay the scheduled transition to a superintendent over the House of Correction based on a stall tactic by Sheriff Clark. The same reasons that the board voted to make this change are the same reasons it should not delay it indefinitely. The Finance and Personnel Committee heard many hours of testimony from the community to support the board's ultimate decision to have a qualified corrections professional run the HOC, which is a correctional facility, not a jail. Yet the sheriff continues to expend public time and resources to hold on to the HOC for reasons surpassing understanding. He has several times reversed his position publicly on having his authority, on his having authority over the HOC. First, he, quote, begrudgingly accepted it, then he didn't want it, and now he does. Despite his claims, authority over the HOC has never been a core function of the Office of the Milwaukee County Sheriff, as for many years, as you know, an appointed superintendent held that position. Furthermore, the HOC has a statutory obligation to rehabilitate, train, and help to secure employment for its inmates who are serving sentences of under 1 year. This sheriff has said repeatedly that he does not believe in rehabilitation, the mission of that institution, that criminals are criminals. My organization operates in the Milwaukee County Day Reporting Center under the direction of the Chief Judge's Office. The DRC is an underutilized resource in large part because of the sheriff's interference through manipulating the electronic monitoring criteria, so fewer than five persons are currently on it, as opposed to an estimated 200 actually eligible persons, and through the intentional undermining of programming, examples of which include sleep deprivation of inmates coming to the DRC from the HOC, lack of nutritious meals, lack of adequate opportunity to launder one's clothing, and violations that are doled out without respect to the achievement of program goals. Because this sheriff does not understand corrections, he does not understand that long-term sustained behavioral change requires intrinsic motivation, more incentives than sanctions, and the creation of positive new experiences to replace negative ones. He believes only in punishment, which has been soundly demonstrated to increase recidivism. WCS recognizes that April 1st is fast approaching and that the county executive faces real obstacles in facilitating the transition to an appointed superintendent because of the sheriff's obstinance. For these reasons, it may be prudent for the board to extend the deadline to July 1st, 2013, and stick to it, meaning that if this sheriff does not provide access to the HOC, that the board and the county executive seek the court's assistance to enter their own institution.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Todd, did you imply with respect to would-be sleep deprivation, did you imply that it's something other than the schedule?
We believe that this is through careful observation of running this program and participating in it for the past 10 years in various capacities, that what has been occurring in the past 2 years is intentional. So I understand the use of the word sleep deprivation. We believe that he is waking people up at 3:30 on purpose so that they are very tired and they are not, I mean, they were falling asleep in the day room, whereas they should be doing productive things. And they're still receiving that schedule or having to participate, and we're trying to be as productive as we can with them. But it is difficult if you're that tired. They wake up at 3:30, they get carted downtown, they have to wait there, and then they get they have to take a bus over to the DRC. It ends up being a 15-hour day for them.
That's what I meant by schedule. That is to say that they're awakened, they shower and then go, then come downtown, and then eventually get returned to the facility. That's right. What I meant by schedule, as opposed to some type of discretionary action by the sheriff and his staff in order to somehow disrupt the
productivity,
metabolism, disrupt the functioning of the inmates.
And we believe it's the latter. We believe it is intentional. It is not a schedule that can't be changed. It is a schedule that never used to exist. They do not have to wake up at 3:30.
Yeah, that part I understand, but to me, having sat here, understanding that there is a schedule that you have to get up, they come downtown,
mm-hmm.
they get involved in their activities, and eventually I return to the facility. But in order to do that, because of the distance, that means that somebody's got to be awakened at a certain time to get prepared, to get on the bus, to be transported, be involved in activities, whatever that is for the day, and then return. So I'm trying to, because mm-hmm. I was about to ask the inspector or someone to come up and
mm-hmm.
and come up and explain exactly what that was with respect to intentional, your intentional phraseology.
And Supervisor, I wouldn't expect that anyone would admit that. I mean, this is, I'm very clearly stating something that I know what I'm saying. And I think that, for one, that schedule has not always existed. People did not always have to get up that early. Number two, you don't have to have a way station at the jail.
Mm-hmm.
You can go directly to the DRC. There are vans that can drive directly from the HOC to the DOC. To the DRC. So for those two reasons alone, we don't understand why people have to be, kept up that long in order to participate in programming. And, we know the difference between an excuse and a reason, and they're tired. It's a reason.
I understand that. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Broderick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I very much appreciated, Ms. Todd, your very strong statement about this. After all, these legislative gymnastics that we're going through are essentially caused by the sheriff's archaic, absolutist attitude toward any kind of rehabilitative measures as applied to inmates, and his manipulation of electronic monitoring and Huber. He belongs to another century in terms of his attitudes, and it's my hope that the taxpayers of Milwaukee County are paying close attention to the excessive costs that are being placed upon them by the sheriff's outdated attitudes. So I very much appreciate your stating things in the firm way that you have.
Thank you.
Anybody else? I'm going to ask Inspector Schmidt if he could come forward. Good morning, Inspector.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors.
And I wanted to give you a fair chance to maybe speak on the sheriff's side. I know that you've heard the testimony.
I do appreciate the testimony from WCS, which is certainly a vendor that is interested in continuing contracts with the county. So I'm not quite sure what the motivation is from a vendor to appear on behalf of this particular move. In regards to what was brought up as far as the scheduling, all of our inmates, which you have to come downtown, whether that's for court, whether it's for the DRC and so forth, they do have to get out of bed. They do have to get here. If a 16-hour day seems inappropriate to some, I find it to be a matter of schedule that I personally keep myself. 16 hours a day is not unusual for people that are involved in business or any other associated type work. Do these individuals have to get up early to get downtown? Yes, they do. Do they get back at a reasonable hour so that they can sleep, eat, and so forth? Yes, they do. So is there an intentional motivation to disrupt anyone's life? No. there is an intentional purpose to make sure these individuals get down here in plenty of time so they can get to the day reporting center or whatever Huber privileges that the courts have granted. We in no way obstruct that. We in no way intend to stop what the courts have ordered, and they are put where they need to be at the proper time. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. We have a motion for layover by Supervisor Weishan. Is that correct, Madam Clerk? Okay, and Supervisor Schmidt?
Sure, thank you. Just a clarification on the layover and the, our colleague mentioned why he wanted, I'm just looking at it and, you know, I want to try to stay above the fray of all the, you know, claims, counterclaims. We heard a lot during finance, all this testimony we got during finance. That's why the board made the change. There is a difference between the jail and the House of Correction. I don't know if there's any question about that. And I will not apologize for voting for the sheriff to go to the House of Correction a number of years ago because it was in a terrible state. We're not going to relive all that history. And I appreciated what the sheriff did. The lines have been blurred a little bit here. There is a difference. You know, we've heard enough testimony, and the decision has been made to do this, so we have to move forward. And I think there are reasons to move forward. The 4 months, I guess my question is, you know, for delaying a month, I mean, we may hear, certainly we don't have the crystal ball. I asked that question previously, how long litigation will take. I don't know how much more we're going to know in a month. I mean, I think a practical application, I'm glad Supervisor Jurczyk entered into it, you know, to think we were going to start this January 1st, I thought was very unrealistic. I didn't vote for that. I'm questioning even doing it was April 1st. But certainly, I think 4 months, whether we have disagreements in all the areas, I think the practicality is, if we looked at the list again and we talked about that, to think that this is going to happen, you know, and to what really substantial things we can do until, unfortunately, this case is done with, that I don't think 4 months is unreasonable. I still maybe would like one more clarification on the point. What more are we going to know in a month that we don't know now? We know that the case has to be litigated. Hopefully it won't go to trial. Hope that's the case. We've seen some of the things that can happen, but that would be just my question again. The wisdom of anyone else want to comment on why we think a delay is necessary for a month. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. I'm going to look to the supervisor who made the layover motion, Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, let's be clear. The sheriff didn't clean up anything at the House of Correction. There are still huge problems out there with overtime. Sometimes I wonder who's being punished more, the correction officers that work out there or the inmates. And you know, there is some serious problems with the management out there. Otherwise, the Milwaukee County Board would not be seeking a different alternative. The things that we were promised about running the facility when the sheriff took it over have not occurred. And in fact, we do not have a correctional facility being managed with good programming and appropriate staffing. So that's why the county board is stepping in, because there is mismanagement.
Okay.
And
I asked about layover.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we need to stop, as Supervisor Jurczyk pointed out, the mythology and the terminology that's used out there. The House of Correction is not a perfect facility by any means. And the reason that it's important to lay this item over is that we do not know the entire situation until February. We may get a ruling, and they may come back in March and say, we have a superintendent, we've got everything squared away because of the item previous, that we know where all the people are going, and we've got all of the pieces in place, and April 1st is appropriate, or May 1st, or June 1st. The thing is, we won't know that until a month from now, and it would be appropriate to lay this item over until then. I will gladly reevaluate the situation in the next cycle to see whether a four-month period is appropriate, or one, two, or whatever. But currently, at this point, we need to press forward and keep doing this to make our point that we will not be satisfied with people just kind of, you know, the status quo and these frivolous lawsuits.
Thank you, Supervisor. Okay, so we still have the layover motion by Supervisor Weishan, and so Madam Clerk, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the resolution is not date specific. Well, yeah, it is date specific with respect to effective April 1st, 2013. But in essence, to lay over for, I mean, to wait 4 months once the lawsuit has been resolved does not seem unreasonable to me. The only hang up is the specificity with respect to the date, April 1st, 2013. I saw the April 1st date, but there has to be a transition period once this lawsuit is resolved. So I'm going to sit here and I'm going to think about how I'm going to vote. But
well, you don't have a lot of time. And with that, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Yeah.
Well, Schmidt's going to talk. Well, you'll have plenty of time now.
No, my point is I'm undecided until the vote. I'm undecided.
Take a break, everybody. Go ahead, Schmidt.
Do I have an hour? Or?
No.
You usually take an hour.
Mr. Chair, thanks for the kind words.
Mr. Chair, to allow my colleague a bit more time, you know, it seems to me that this need not be imposed at this particular time. Next month would be in plenty of time to grant an extension of the original date. This only permits us time to evaluate those things that need to happen between now and the ultimate approval of this. So I favor a layover. I think it makes good sense.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt, you
well,
actually
my only
did
point,
have
and I asked a question about trying to get a lot of other stuff, but it does say, you know, if we're looking for legal clarity, that was the question I was looking for to answer. It does say if we get some legal clarity, and that's what we're hoping to get, and it's still so it doesn't change, and I guess you can always argue about the 4 months. I mean, that's the point maybe you want to make, but layover doesn't really do anything. To be really honest about it, I think if it's the you know will to wait, but
okay,
it says legal clarity in 4 months. That's the only point I want to make. It's not that long.
Very good, Supervisor Johnson, and then Supervisor Jurcik.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would briefly say that the County Executive's Office seems to have no problem with the delay. I was just looking at what the resolution is for. We're looking for the scheduling conference to see if there's anything related to the scheduling conference. I just want to tighten this up. That was my concern. That's all that was.
Okay.
So I will vote to lay it over.
Very good. Thank you. Supervisor Jurcik?
Yeah. Supervisor Johnson just made the point. I mean, court counsel clearly made the point that scheduling conference is February 5th. You at least have then an outline of how the court's going to proceed. It gives you some additional information. And either way, a layover is a delay. In some ways, we're cooperating with the county exec's office. I think the county exec is trying to work on this. I don't question that the administration has been trying to be cooperative on this. So I really think the month is going to give some more information.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Jurcik. Ms. Bablich, I know the Chief of Staff of Chairwoman Dmitrievich, would you like to weigh in, please?
Thank you, Chairman and committee members. The proposal before you relates to an item in the budget that was adopted, and the county exec and this board were in accord as it relates to the transfer, and there are some issues that we are dealing with legally, and at this point, I don't, from the chairman's perspective, do not see an objection to this item proceeding.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, we still have the layover motion by Supervisor Weishan before us. So, Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Weishan?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 1 no. The motion to lay over for one cycle is approved.
Very good. Thank you. Item number 6, Madam